Director Tawanda Chimini of the Election Resource Center, a local NGO involved with election monitoring and voter education, handed himself to the police at Harare Central Station after being summoned yesterday following the arrest of three staffers from his organization. Chimini's lawyer, Tonderai Batasara of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, told Studio 7 that his client was charged on behalf of his organization for contravening a section of the Electoral Act.
So today the police they decided to charge the organization, and it's being represented by his director, Mr. Chimini. So the contravention of section 440, capital letter C, 1, small letter G of the Electoral Act. That is to say that they are alleged to have conducted voter education without the authority or permission of ZEC, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
But Asara said the three ERC staffers who were arrested yesterday will now stand as state witnesses, while the police have recorded warned and cautioned statements from Chimini before releasing him. But Asara said the police are expected to proceed by way of summons for Chimini to appear in court representing his organization. Meanwhile, MDCT Secretary General Harare East Legislator Tendai Biti told Studio 7 that 8 MDC youths who were arrested in his constituency on the same allegations as those placed against the ERC were fined and released before being summoned to the police station again today.
But yesterday they were made to pay fines. Then today they are now being called by law in order to get arrested. So I've said, look, they have to communicate with our lawyers. What they're trying to do is a breach of the constitution and so forth. So they released late evening. And even on those fines, we're going to sue them because they shouldn't have been arrested. We're just sick and tired of this. They were not even mobilizing. They were distributing flyers. Now in Zimbabwe, in any democracy, you find people giving out flyers, particularly from a traffic in certain intersections. You will find that it doesn't infringe any law. It doesn't. So what you are dealing with is pure fascism, undiluted fascism, ugly fascism.
Six other members of the Youth Agenda Trust were arrested in Glenview Hayden's suburb yesterday. A statement released by the youth organization said the activists were fined for conducting peer voter education before being released. In terms of the Electoral Act, it is an offense for anyone or organization to conduct voter education without approval from the country's electoral body. The arrests come at a time when political parties and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission are urging all eligible Zimbabweans to register as voters so they can vote in elections expected to be called sometime this year. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.